Wir sind jetzt verbunden mit Markus Bösch, dem Herausgeber von Neue Probleme. Hallo.
Neue Probleme Radio.
Yo, this is my shit right here. A-Track didn't ask me to rap on this shit. It wasn't no favor, none of that shit. I wanted to get this. This is my shit. I love this song right here. This is Kid Sister.
Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done up with her fingernails matching. Toes done up with her fingernails matching. Got her toes done.
By Kid Sister and the Backriders remix.
Kid's sister is a 20-year-old rap artist based in Chicago, Illinois, best known for a single version of Pro Nails featuring Kanye West. She achieved an honorable position 21 in the US single sales charts last year. I must have missed that, along with number 20 and number 22. Kid's sister had a hard life growing up in Illinois due to her mixed heritage, says Wikipedia. I'm pretty sure that Mario conquered different challenges. Give him a warm welcome, because he's back on the track with a bunch of mental notes. Listen to Glass Candy and their Art of Deceleration afterwards.
Yesterday I got a phone call from a woman with a French accent who invited me and my girlfriend to a porcelain exhibition. I had no idea who this woman was and she didn't bother to introduce herself. I don't really know what goes on in people's minds. I don't really know what goes on in my mind either, as I totally forgot to ask why I, of all people, should be interested in porcelain. After I hung up, I also wondered what led her to the assumption that I had a girlfriend at all. For all she knows, I could have been gay or a dedicated bachelor. I'm neither of these, but that's no one's business, really. Later that day, I went to my local bank to pay the bill for the TV license. It was long overdue and I had already received the second reminder. Although I rarely watch anything else but public television, I'm still hesitant about paying for it. I think it's because you feel like you should have a more immediate influence on what's shown. But I guess it's okay as soon as Tatort is still on and Dreisat keeps showing repeats of Der Kommissar at least once a year. On Monday, Oliver Tepel and I DJed at Sixpack, a bar in Cologne. It was the day of the football match Austria against Germany, which Germany won. As a consequence, people were a bit excited. An approximately 45-year-old woman kept asking Oliver and me to play more funny music. She said it in a way that was still on the polite side. Still, I told her that Carnival was over and let Oliver deal with her. I think they ended up getting along quite well, although we more or less ignored her request. Two young women offered us their bar stools when they were about to leave. I told them that we weren't as old as we looked, which was only partly true. Towards the end of the evening, which actually had turned into morning, I played Each and Every One by Everything But the Girl. The famous techno artist Ada came up to me and said that it was one of her favorite songs. I didn't really know what to say. It was late and I was tired, but later I recalled that Ada had done a cover version of that song on her first album. And maybe that was the reason why the original version was brought to my attention in the first place, but maybe not. Last week I bought Dietrich Dietrichsen's new book Eigenblut Doping. My friend Frank doesn't like the title, which stands for living life in a loop instead of believing in the old notions of progress, direction and career. Sometimes you feel like the book is all thought architecture in an earthquake-free area. In moments like these, you ask yourself if Dietrichsen hasn't become part of the problem instead of the solution. Having said that, I do like some of his observations. For example, that no one really believes in subculture anymore. And besides, I have only read 2 chapters so far. Dietrich still remains a hero, of course. What do Dietrich Dietrichsen, Morrissey and Devendra Banhart have in common? They are all fans of the Pentangle, a folk band that started out in the late 60s. Lately, I've become a bit addicted to the idea that the sound of an acoustic guitar could signify a way out of alienation. But maybe that's just a perverted variation of Jean-Jacques Rousseau's conviction that man was good when in the state of nature. And we can't return there.
Glass Candy with I Am Alive. Mario told me that the label Italians Do It Better seems to be quite hip right now. Strange how you stumble upon various artists thinking that you found precious treasure, and then you learn that you were supposed to stumble upon these things. I can't remember where I exactly got to know Dazo. Well, maybe knowing is said too much anyway. Dazo Franke, born in Pune, India, raised up in Lower Saxony, Germany, moved to Cologne, turned into one of the greatest new talents of the German techno house scene. Well, that is what his MySpace account says. And this is what Dazo says himself.
Techno for me was when I was like 16, 17, and there techno was really, I'm grown up in Hanover, so techno was really dark, clubs with ugly people and lots of drugs.
Something that you would like to achieve?
Sure, I want to fix my album once, and I want to make a real pop album and like step out of the techno for one album and make pop music. And yeah, like album full of hits. Often I'm tired of all these tracks with all this tool stuff, so I want to step out for a while.
Is there a dream?
Oh, sure, I always want to sing. Maybe I never happened, but that's my dream, like to be, you know, it's always strange to be in the man behind the laptop. I want to stay with a microphone there or something, some instruments. Like, that's my dream.
Meine by Dazo. That was Neue Probleme Radio, the June issue.
Dreams come true in heaven all the time. Baby, how on earth